Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Boichardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. President Trump's political and geopolitical agenda continues to reverberate through global markets. On Saturday, Trump announced new tariffs on several European countries for opposing U.S. control of Greenland. The tariffs on Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the U.K., the Netherlands, and Finland will start at 10% on February 1st and could rise to 25% on June 1st until the U.S. is able to purchase Greenland, according to the president. Trump's claims on Greenland are not new. He first expressed an interest in buying Greenland in 2019 during his first presidency. And there are two reasons why he's interested in Greenland: its geolocation and its minerals. Greenland is located between North America, Europe, and the Arctic, a location that confers advantages for both air and sea, militarily and economically. When it comes to air, the Great Circle routes between Russia and North America pass near Greenland. And this makes Greenland the optimal place for missile early warning radars. And polar satellite orbits pass frequently over Greenland. This makes it ideal for space tracking and satellite control. And when it comes to the sea, Greenland anchors the Greenland-Iceland-UK gap, a maritime choke point. It's critical for tracking Russian submarines and naval traffic moving from the Arctic into the Atlantic. And as ice recedes, new shipping and military routes open around Greenland's coast. In short, Greenland becomes more central to Arctic navigation and monitoring. And then Greenland has high-grade and largely untapped rare earth minerals. These deposits are economically more valuable than many other rare minerals deposits globally. For markets, though, the implications are less about Greenland itself, but more so about how Trump leverages economic strength for geopolitical means. This announcement extends Trump's use of economic leverage to territorial interests. We expect that this episode follows the same pattern that we have seen from Liberation Day tariff announcements to the spend-to-spare policy implementations over the last year. An escalatory rhetoric is followed by negotiations. And the stronger the pushback, the more manageable the outcome, as the tariff negotiations with China have shown. Also, with the impending IEEPA decision on the legality of emergency tariffs, it's not even clear whether the use of emergency powers for territorial tariffs would even be legal. Another key question is why ownership of Greenland would be superior to renting territory from Greenland. Greenland is already home to the Thule Air Base, a U.S. military installation operated by the U.S. Space Force. A more formal lease agreement with U.S. security guarantees, multilateral cooperation, and resource sharing could be a feasible compromise. It would allow the U.S. to secure strategic goals without full ownership. From an investment perspective, this geopolitical uncertainty adds another pillar to our great broadening market call for 2026. One of the key drivers is our optimistic outlook on global growth. Real GDP growth is one of the most important macro drivers for the equity markets in our analysis. And the four largest economies in the world are all in fiscal expansion mode: the US, China, Germany, and Japan. And they together make up more than 50% of global GDP. In the US, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act increases overall debt by several percentage points of GDP over the next decade. Tax refunds and delayed spending from the government shutdown should help boost growth in the US, in particular in the first half of this year. And China is still in investment mode, with an official deficit target of 4% of GDP. When accounting for local special bonds and other measures, the total fiscal stimulus is likely even higher. And Germany's new fiscal package of 500 billion euros over the next decade breaks with fiscal conservatism. Germany's government deficit is expected to widen to around 4% of GDP in 2026, up from roughly 2.4% in 2025. And in Japan, the cabinet approved a fiscal package of 21.3 trillion yen, or 3.5% of Japan's GDP, in November. These broad fiscal stimulus measures should drive global growth and equity markets. And we recommend using pullbacks from geopolitical and political uncertainty to broaden out equity exposures in portfolios. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.